Unit 3. Recording 2.
And I believe you started looking at famous sportsmen and women who'd achieved great things despite having learning difficulties, like Duncan Goodhue and Magic Johnson. Remind me of the others.
Oh, there's a long list. Michael Phelps, the swimmer, has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, also called ADHD. This disorder leads to children having problems concentrating, being organised, and focusing on what they need to do. It means that they may not do well academically, but not that they aren't intelligent. Another case is Muhammad Ali, the boxing champion. He was dyslexic, but he was a fighter, not just in the sport, and well known for his ability as a speaker, motivating thousands of young people. And he even wrote poems.
What was their secret?
Well, it's really to do with hard work. Sometimes, if you don't have to work extra hard to get by in school, you don't learn how to work so hard in general. In the case of Muhammad Ali, this inspired him to help others try and achieve their best as well. He was very sure of himself and said that he became the greatest because he repeated the idea so many times that he convinced everyone until it became true.
And tell me more about Michael Phelps. So he has ADHD. What effect did that have on him growing up?
Yes, well, Michael is an interesting case. His teacher told him he'd never achieve anything because he was so hyperactive at school. It's pretty terrible to think of a teacher saying that to a child, but even in those days, and Michael is hardly old, it was not something that was universally recognised. Many teachers had no idea how to deal with a hyperactive child. His mother was desperately looking around for something that would burn off his excess energy. The swimming pool was his salvation, because he said swimming helped him slow down his thoughts. Soon, he became a rising star, and by the time he was 15, he was competing in the Olympics and won his first medals there when he was 19.
Yes, Michael Phelps is clearly incredibly talented. But realistically, not all of us are capable of becoming Olympic swimmers or boxing champions. So what can the rest of us learn from these experiences?
Well, firstly, the importance of trying lots of new things and persevering until you've really given it a go. Amazingly, Michael Phelps hated the water to start with. He was not a natural water baby.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, he was kicking and screaming when he first went into the pool. He didn't like it at all. But he had a persistent mother who kept taking him, and he grew to love it.
Okay, so it is important to never stop trying. What else?
Being confident that the traditional path isn't the only route to success. It's a matter of bravely exploring your talents and your interests. Typically, this can be hard for a child, so it is up to the parents to give them numerous opportunities. There are many more examples in sport who show that learning how to work hard, perhaps because you have to work harder than others to achieve the same thing, can mean you may be more successful than others later in life.
Thank you, Claire. That's a great point to end with. Let's leave it there. So, Claire's book, Finding the Win in ADHD and Dyslexia, is out on Monday in all good bookstores.